I have lived in Florida for my entire life, and during my childhood, I lived in a cabin with my family. My mother would always stay home while my father went to work. He was a hunter until he was killed by a wolf when I was 10. Now that I am an adult, I realize why my mother called the forest that we lived next to the for called the forest that we lived next to the dark forest. I was sitting in the house that my mother lent to me in her will after she died of old age. She lived till she was 167. God rest her soul. I sat down on the couch with my good friends Ben and Jordan. They both watched the TV with me. It was some old show that we didn't want to watch, but was oddly attractive. Then Jordan got up and walked over to the window that pointed to the dark forest. It blocked all light that the sun was emitting. Then it started to storm. Thunder rumbled loudly. "What do you think is in there?" Jordan asked as he pointed at the forest. "There are wolves, deer, and other wildlife that I would rather leave alone," I said. Ben chuckled to himself. "There aren't wolves in Florida," Ben said. Jordan looked back out at the forest. "Ben, believe it or not, but there is a pack of wolves," Jordan said. Ben turned and looked at him with disbelief. "Bullshit," Ben said, as he stood up and walked over to the window. I did the same. It was a pack of 10 wolves. When I was little, there was only 3. I shrugged off the thought. "Well, I'll be damned," Ben said, fascinated. I smiled. Ben turned and looked at me. "Do they ever leave the forest?" Ben asked. I shook my head. Ben grunted in amusement. "Let's go in and study them some more," Jordan said with glee. "No, my mother doesn't call the forest the dark forest for no reason. My father was killed by those wolves. I don't want to end up like him," I said. Jordan raised a brow at me. "You really gonna listen to your mama after she's been dead for 5 years? Come on, you're a grown man, not a little kid," Jordan said. I eyed him seriously. My friends barely see me angry, let alone serious. So you can picture and almost feel the unease he had when I gave him my death stare. "Look, David, this is a mysterious forest. Don't you want to see the secrets it holds inside?" Jordan said. I sighed and nodded. "Fine. But when I feel that something fucked up is about to happen, we are out," I yelled. Jordan smiled, and he slipped on his shoes. Ben did the same, as well as I. I walked to my room and opened the door. I got down on my hands and knees and lifted up some of the bed sheet that covered the space underneath the bed. I grabbed a shotgun and loaded 7 shells into it and stuffed 8 into my pocket. I then hung the strap over the right shoulder and headed out into the forest. That was the biggest mistake I have ever done. A couple hours passed, and we are very deep in the forest. Ben was amazed to see how tall the trees grew, how odd the flowers looked, and how different animals acted. "This is cool," Ben said with awe. We could see each other, for the rain stopped and small rays of sunlight broke through small spaces through the trees, leaves, and branches. Jordan nodded in agreement. "It is very much cool. Why didn't you come in here again, David?" Jordan asked me. I got down on my knees and looked at the ground. There were tracks, wolf prints, but something was odd about them. The hind legs were pawed, but the front had human handprints, as if somebody pushed their hands down into the grass hard enough to leave a mark. "My father died here," I said, still looking at the tracks. Ben wandered further into the forest. Jordan ran over to him with me. "Dude, what the fuck? Stay with the group," I yelled angrily. Ben turned and looked at me. Fear was in his eyes, but not caused for me. "What?" Jordan said. He placed an arm on his shoulder. Ben turned around and pointed at a small area littered with bodies, human bodies. Some fresh, some not. I entered the circle. It looked small, but it wasn't. Beside from the human bodies, there were dead deer, squirrels, rabbits, and even bears. All of them inside out, with one body part missing, the heart. What the hell happened? Jordan said. Ben was still in shock, staring at the death that laid before his eyes. The wolves, I said. I looked around us. They were there, but different. They were standing upright. They were long and lanky. Some had flesh hanging from their skin. They were humanoid. I grabbed my shotgun and shot it at one of them. They howled, but no, it wasn't a howl. It was a fucking scream. Let me paint the picture for you. Imagine 7 people screaming, but not the average scream. And add in a disordered roar that sounds kind of like a laugh. Do you hear it? Now up the volume to over 100. This is the sound those fucking things made. They ran off, but stayed close, roaring their terrible roars. I looked at my friends. Run, I yelled. They turned around and bolted toward the direction of home. I followed behind them. I heard the shrieks. They followed close. I glanced back to see one of them climb and jump from tree trunk to tree trunk. I turned around and aimed my shotgun after I pumped it back. I fired. The thing released a cry of pain. It fell and landed on a sharp rock, bursting its chest open. I turned around and ran like hell, my heart thumping, my legs hurting. I saw my friends. They were still running. Shotgun, Jordan yelled. I ran up close to him and tossed him the gun. He caught it and aimed at one of the things. He shot, but missed. The thing roared and ran off. He pumped it back and tossed it to Ben. He shot at the creature too, but missed as well. He pumped it back and tossed it to me. I caught it and turned around. 3 of them were after me. A cold calm took over me. I aimed the gun at one and shot. The bullets collided with its head, ripping its head open. It fell and slid across the forest floor. The 2 others spread apart and roared loudly. I pumped the shotgun and aimed it at one to my left. It jumped back. I smirked as I quickly turned around, firing the gun. I didn't care if I didn't kill it. I wanted it to fuck off. Good thing it did. I pumped it again. We have 3 shots left before I have to reload it, I shouted. Jordan and Ben were still running. Then, why don't you reload it now? Jordan yelled. I nodded in agreement and turned the shotgun upside down and started loading bullets into it. I put in 4 before one of the things roared loudly and almost hit me with its clawed hands. I jumped forward and pumped the shotgun and shot the thing. It roared, and it fell down, bursting its head against a rock. I pumped it back and continued running. When I turned around, one of the things grabbed Ben. He yelled loudly. My heart sank as I saw the creature pick him up and rip his jaw out. He slammed Ben's body down against a rock and started to eat him. 2 of the other creatures ran over and joined the creature. Keep running, I yelled. I ran up to Jordan's side. Tears streamed down his face as he looked back to see them continuing to eat Ben. We were almost home. I saw the cabin from the tree line. Almost there. But Jordan suddenly stopped. I stopped too, grabbed him, trying to pull him home. Run, David, Jordan said. I shook my head. No, I lost my father here, and I lost Ben. I'm not fucking losing you, I yelled. He pushed me away and ran at the creatures. I ran at him. 4 of those things looked at Jordan and roared. They bolted to him. Ah! Jordan yelled before they got to him. They tore him apart. I shot one of the creatures before I turned around and continued running. My legs hurt. My lungs felt like they were going to burst. I finally made it out of the forest. I stopped when I stepped out on the freshly cut grass. I turned around to being 3 feet away from one of the creatures. This one had a large scar over its left eye. It had black fur and black teeth with blood dripping from them. It opens its mouth and stops without moving its lips. I love you, son, said the creature. It was my father's voice. Other than eating his heart, it ate his thoughts. Tears streamed down my face and I fell to my knees. I will forever love you. Take care of your mother and let her know that I loved her too. Being your father was the best thing that ever happened to me, the creature said. I cried loudly. I grabbed the shotgun and aimed it at the beast. I looked him in its eye and saw remorse, sadness, and regret. I put the shotgun down. It closed its mouth and nodded at me before turning around and running off into the dark forest.